Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早安。
We'll start by reading our Bible.
我们先读圣经。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
读哥罗西书第一章。
Verse 18 and 19.
十八到十九节。
Okay, I'll read it first in English. Our sister will lead you in Chinese.
哥罗西书第一章十八到十九节，我先用英文读，会众与姊妹一起用中文读。
18 and 19.
十八十九节。
And he is the head of the church, the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased God the Father that in him should all fullness dwell.
哥罗西书第一章十八十九节。他是也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
Yeah, in this verse, let's give pay attention. It says that in all things he might have the preeminence.
在这句圣经里面。我想请会众注意一个经节，就是他可以在凡事上居首位。
Okay, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
让我们翻到以弗所书第一章。
22 and 23.
22到23节。
And had put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all and in all.
以弗所书第一章二十二到二十三节，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会作为万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Chapter 2, verse 19.
第二章以弗所书第二章十九节。
Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Verse 21 and 22, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom we also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit.
21-22节，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神藉着圣灵居住的所在。
Chapter 4, verse 15 and 16.
第四章十五十六节。
But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly framed together, compacted by that.Which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
第十五节，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用。彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Chapter 5,
第五章
，verse 21 to 23,
第二十一节到二十三节。
Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God, wives submit yourselves unto your husband as unto the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church.And he is the savior of the body.
二十一节，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有些祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we come to your word once again.
主耶稣，早前我们来到你话语的光中。
Lord, we humble ourselves before you.
我们在你面前谦卑俯伏。
Lord, we know for one thing that without your revelation, we don't know anything.
我们知道唯有一件事，就是除了你的启示以外，我们一无所知。
Lord, therefore, this morning, grant us the spirit of revelation.
求你早间来把赐人智慧的启示的灵赏赐给我们。
Once again, speak to us.
求你对我们讲话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Last time when we are in Colossians chapter 1,
上一次我们在讲到哥罗西书第一章的时
候, we talk about who is this Christ.
我们在讲到基督是谁。
Oh, it's such a critical thing to know who is this Christ.
对我们知道基督是谁是如此的至关
重要。We need the revelation from within.
我们需要从里面来的启示。
For if we don't know this Christ,
如果我们不知道这位基督,
there will be no change in our life.
在我们的生命中就毫无改变。
Oh, a lot of people, they know Christ.
有许多人他知道基督
Yet it's only a head knowledge.
但只是头脑中的知识
Brothers and sisters, we need the revelation from within.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要从里面的启示
With the revelation, then there will be a change in our life.
如果我们得到这个里面的启示，我们的生命就会得到改变
There is a premier in Russia named Nikita Khrushchev.
在俄罗斯，他有一个大外交大官，他叫
Nikita Khrushchev.
一下忘记名字，你赫隆晓夫。
In other words, but this young man was educated in a Christian school in Russia.
在俄罗斯的时候，他是在基督教的学校受教。
He can even memorize the whole New Testament.
他甚至能够把新约圣经全部记住。
So in other words, he knows something.
换句话说，他真的知道一点。
But when he grows up,
但他长大之后
he became a communist.
他却变成了社会主义者。
Therefore, there's really no change.
对于他来说，他的生命没有改变。
Oh, brothers and sisters, we need a revelation.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要启示。
Secondly, with the revelation of who is this Christ,
就是说这个基督是谁这个启示。
Then there will be a change in our priority.
在我们在对待事物的首先和次序上，我们也会有个改变。
We are very familiar with Paul's conversion.
我们非常知道保罗的改变。
He went even to Damascus to capture these believers.
他甚至到大马士革去抓那些信徒。
And he is altogether a person in control of every situation.
他在这一切的事情上掌权。
But when he met the Lord on the way to Damascus,
但是在他对去大马士革的路上他遇见了主
Then the priority changes.
然后他生命的次序就得到了改
变 He said, Who are you, Lord?
他说你是谁主
Then the Lord said, I am Jesus of Nazareth whom you persecuted.
主就对他说我是拿撒勒的耶稣是你迫害的那一位
The second sentence come out.
第二句就来了
What do you want me to do, Lord?
那你让我做什么呢主
You see, before I'm in control.
那以前我是控制我的生命
But when he met the Lord,
当他来遇到主的时候
He said, Lord, you are in control.
他说主啊你来掌管我的生活
Therefore, we need really to know who this Christ is.
让我们真的知道我们的基督是谁
Thirdly, when we know the Lord,
第三点当我们知道基督的
then our look towards the world changes.
那我们对待事物的观点就改变了
Before, the world is our hope.
那以前世界是我们的希望
Now, when we know Christ,
当我们知道基督了以后
we know the world is not our hope.
我们知道世界里我们毫无希望。
Christ is our hope.
基督是我们一切的希望。
As we always use Abraham as an example.
我总是用亚伯拉罕做一个例子。
He is such a rich man.
他是一个富有的人。
Yet even on that day he died.
当他在离世的时候。
He continued to be a tent dweller.
他一直是住在帐篷里的人。
He never bought a permanent residence.
他从来没有为自己来买一块永久的地。
Rather he only bought one. Is that his burial place.
他只为自己买了一块来埋葬的地。
And because why? Hebrews said, for he looked forward to that better city, that better country.
所以在希伯来书上说他在仰望一个更美的天家。
Because he knows who Christ is.
更美的城，因为他知道基督是谁。
He knows who God is.
他知道神是谁。
He knows one day all these things will go away.
当有一天这一世界上的一切都要过去。
But when you look to Lot, his nephew,
当你看到罗德他的侄子的时候
，They came out together from Mesopotamia.
他们是从米索普纳尼亚平原里一同出来的。
They are blessed by the Lord together.
他们同时被主来赐福。
Yet, The outcome is totally different.
但是他们俩所面临的结局却不一样。
He became a dweller in Sodom and Gomorrah.
他成了一个索多玛、俄摩拉居住的人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，How do we need to know Christ?
我们怎么样才能知道基督？
Lastly,
最后一点
，When we know Christ,
当我们知道基督
，Then we are put in a proper perspective of who He is.
我们就会以正确的眼光来看我们的主是谁。
You know, He is superior over all things.
他是凌驾于一切之上。
This is what the book of Colossians is revealing to us.
在哥罗西书里，我们所读的启示就是这个。
He is superior over all kinds of the rules and regulations in the Old Testament.
他是在一切的事上居首位，他凌驾于所有的旧约新约之上。
Because he is the reality of everything.
因为他是一切事情的实质。
Whether it's a matter of circumcision.
不管是就割礼来说。
There's no need of circumcision anymore.
不需要再用割礼。
Because on the cross, he already is the reality of circumcision.
因为在十字架上，他成就了割礼的实际。
Because he, through his death, he had dealt with Satan, death, and sin and the flesh.
因为藉着他的死，他已经败坏了撒旦、死和罪。
There's no more of Sabbath day.
再不用有安息日。
Because Sabbath always speaks of rest.
因为安息日就是安息。
When Christ came, He became a real rest.
他成了我们里面永久的安息。
Without Christ, you might have the holiday.
没有基督，你可能只是守这个节期。
But inside you, there is no rest.
但是在你的里面，可能根本就没有安息。
Today we can all testify.
今天我们都可以做这个见证。
That day when Jesus came into our heart,
当基督进到我们的心里的时候
，peace came into our heart.
我们里面就有平安。
There might be a lot of trouble still around us.
可能在我们的周围有许多的困苦。
We are never free from troubles.
我们永远就会有困难。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
In us, He is that peace.
在我们的里面，他就是我们的平安。
He is that eye of the storm.
他是在这个风暴里面平静安稳之泉。
Concerning concerning angels.
就拿天使来说。
Oh, the Jewish people loves the worshiping of angels.
犹太人喜欢敬拜天使。
Because they believe it's the angels are the intermediary between God and man.
因为他们相信天使是人与神中间的中保。
But when Christ came,
但基督来的时候
there is no more of intermediary.
再也没有其他的中保。
Because he is that mediator between God and man.
因为基督是人与神之间的唯一的中保。
With him, we can have fellowship with the Father.
藉着他，我们就与父神有交通。
Today even in our Lord's table meeting.
今天即使在我们的饼杯桌子里面前
we can say Abba Father.
我们可以说阿爸父。
How sweet it is.
这是多么甜美啊。
Before we are enemies between God.
以前我们是与神为仇为敌的。
But because of his son.
但是因着基督他的儿子
he become our Abba Father.
他成了我们的父。
And so this is what we know about concerning Christ in the book of Colossians.
所以这就是我们在哥罗西书里学到的我们的基督。
Now, based on what can he be superior?
那这个就是说他能够成为我们万有之首吗？
Based on what?
凭什么呢？
For example, I said I'm a rich man.
比如说，如果说我是一个富有的人。
Then you ask me, based on what are you a rich man?
那你凭什么是个富有的人？
Then I show you my bank account.
那我可以给你看我的银行的账户。
When Christ said he is superior over all things.
那当基督说他是万有之首。
Based on what?
凭什么呢？
He says here he is the image of the invisible God.
他说他是不能所见父的神的真的形象。
With this, he is superior over all things.
所以他在凌驾于万事之上。
When we see God, when we see our Lord Jesus, we see God Himself.
所以当我们看到耶稣基督的时候，我们看到神本体的真相。
Because he is the image of the invisible God.
因为他是那不可见神之像。
The Bible tells us no one has seen God at any time.
圣经上告诉我们，没有人见到神的面。
But his only Son, the begotten of the Father.
他只有他神的唯一的独生爱子。
He had declared him.
他把神就表明出来。
In other words,
换句话说
when he came to earth,
当他来到地上的时
候 he revealed the heavenly Father to us.
他把天父天上的神向我们启示展开。
When you look at his teachings,
当你看到他的教条的时
候 he just explained who is this Father.
他告诉我们我们的神是什么样的一位
神。But not only in his teaching.
不光是他的教导我们。
His life and living is just the expression of who the Father.
他在地上所行过的生活就告诉我们，我们的神是什么样的。
We said that God is love.
我们说神就是爱。
How do we see God is love?
我们怎么知道神就是爱呢
？When we see the life of our Lord Jesus.
当我们看到基督在地上的生活
we see the love of Father being expressed. When we talk about God is righteous, when we see the life of our Lord Jesus, God, we see the righteousness of God. Praise God. He is the image of the invisible God. And he said he is the firstborn of all creation. In other words, he is the source of creation.
换句话说,
he is before all things. Even before all the universe exists.
he
existed already. And he is the source and the one who created all things. And the creation was created for him. In other words, he created for his pleasure. In other words, and he also said that because of him, you know, everything consists.
因着他所有, 万有都成, 能够连接整齐,
in other words, he is the core, the thing that holds creation together.
换句话说, 因着他的所为所事, 他把万有都连接在一起,
so when people talk about creation, it's only because of the Big Bang Theory, this is altogether foolishness.
当然说到这些撞击理论的时候都是愚蠢无知的。
Today it is God who created all things and caused all things to consist.
所以今天我们要说是神创造万有并且把万有连接整齐。
You take away God from creation, everything just falls apart.
如果你把神从这个创造里面拿去,所有的事情都会乱作一团。
You take away God in your life, everything just collapses.
如果你把神从你的生活中拿去,你的生活将一塌糊涂。
Why a lot of people committed suicide? Why there is a lot of depression? It is not because of the situation outside. Because everybody also encounter all these kind of difficult situations. Brothers and sisters, we need to see.
弟兄姊妹们,
without Christ,
没有基督,
everything falls apart. But with Christ,
但是有了基督,
life is full of meaning. Today I can testify, every one of you can testify, with Christ everything has meaning.
今天我可以做见证, 在座的每一位都可以做见证, 基督一切的意义的源泉。
Lastly, he talks about Christ is the head of the church.
最后一点, 他讲到基督是教会的元首。
So I already mentioned a little bit about this.
我已经提到一点,
because he is the head of the church.
因为他是教会的元首。
Because of his resurrection.
因着他复活,
without his resurrection,
没有他复活,
all the things we have learned is altogether only head knowledge doctrine.
我们所学的都只是头脑的知识和教条。
According to the Bible,
根据圣经,
if he had not risen from the dead,
如果神基督没有从死里复活,
compared to other people, we are most miserable.
如果与其他世人相比, 我们是最痛苦的一群人。
But thank God,
但是感谢神,
not only he died,
不仅他死了,
but he resurrected from the dead.
而且他从死里复活,
through death,
即至死,
he dealt with Satan, death, and sin in the flesh.
他破坏了 撒旦,
on the positive side,
在, 积极的一面,
through his resurrection,
即使他的复活,
he became life to us. The Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们,
the old Adam
这个旧的亚当,
became a living soul.
只是一个活着的魂,
but the last Adam
但是末后的亚当,
became a life-giving spirit.
却成了给生命的灵。
When did he become the life-giving spirit?
他, 当他成为赐给生命的灵的时候,
the day when he resurrected from the dead.
就是那一天他从死里复活的时候。
Today we can say, he lives in me.
今天我可以说基督在我的里面。
Because he resurrected from the dead.
因为他从死里复活。
Today, he is the head of the church.
今天他是教会的元首。
Because Christ is the life of the church.
因为基督是教会的生命。
Today, a lot of people may, I would ask you,
那我会问你,
when did you, how do you become a Christian?
你怎么成为基督徒呢?
A lot of people will say, when my father or my parents are a Christian.
那有些人会告诉我, 因为我的父母亲是基督徒。
Wrong answer.
错误。
Today your parents cannot make you a Christian.
你的父母亲不能使你成为基督徒。
You should have a personal relationship with God.
你必须有一个个人的经历,
this is not something I pass on.
不是你能够传接下去的一
件事。I have a son Levi.
我有我的儿子利未。
I love the Lord. My wife loved the Lord. My mom loved the Lord.
我爱主，我的妻子爱主，我的妈妈爱主。
But for him to also love the Lord.
但是对于他，如果让他也爱主
，He himself should have a personal relationship with God.
他必须要与主有一个个人的经历。
Because this is not something you pass on.
这个是不能你传接下去的。
Rather, this is a personal encounter with God.
这是你个人与主面对面的一
个经历。That's why.The Lord told Nicodemus, "You need to be born again."
所以主就对尼哥底母说，你需要重生。
Then Nicodemus said, "Should I go into my mother's womb and be born again?"
难道尼哥底母就对主说，难道我再回到我的母腹当中重新被生出来吗？
The Lord Jesus said, "When you born like that, like in that manner, you are still born of the flesh."
那主就对尼哥底母说，如果你是从肉身生的，你还是以那样的肉身的样式。
For what is born of the flesh is the flesh.
从肉生生的还是从肉生。
Today we need to be born of the Spirit.
今天我们要从灵重生。
Today, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
especially the parents,
特别是做父母的。
Our priority is not to give our children education.
我们首要的责任不是给我们的孩子一个教育。
I don't mean you shouldn't give your children education. Don't get me wrong.
我不是说你不要带你的孩子们有教育，不要错过我的观点。
Our responsibility is not only to cause them to eat and drink so they can grow.
我们的责任不光是养育他们，供给他吃喝长大。
But our priority.
但是我们的总首要责任
is to bring our child to Christ.
是带我们的孩子引向基督。
If we fail to bring our children to Christ.
如果我们没有把我们的孩子引向基督
，then we fail in our duty and responsibility.
那我们就没有履行我们的职责。
I love child evangelism.
我喜欢那些向孩子传福音的人。
Because as a child, it's easier for a child to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为对于孩子来说，非常容易、简单来相信主耶稣。
Today, you want your children to believe in Jesus Christ.
如果你今天想要你的孩子相信主耶稣基督
，start when they are young.
开始在他们很小的时候
，introduce this Jesus to them.
向他们告诉耶稣基督。
Yes, indeed, we cannot save them.
是的，我们没有办法拯救他们。
Because to be saved, only God can do it.
只因为只唯有神能够做拯救。
But we can introduce Christ to them.
但是我们能够把基督带向他们。
Today, if they are not yet saved,
今天如果他们还没有得救
，you should drop down on your knees and pray.
你应该跪下来向主祷告。
Or you will say, "Oh, they are still young."
那你说他们还年轻
？Francis, you don't hold time.
对。弟兄姊妹们，你不能掌握时间。
You don't hold tomorrow.
你也没有办法掌握明天。
Only God hold tomorrow.
只有神才能掌握明天。
Tomorrow, what will happen to your children? You don't know.
明天到底发生什么事情，你永远不知道。
But today we have the opportunity.
但是今天我们有这个机会。
Today is the day we bring our children to Christ.
今天就是我们应当把我们的孩子引向基督的那一天。
If Christ become their life,
如果基督成为他们的生命
，then they will start to experience Christ as the head.
那他们就开始来经历基督是他们生命
的源头。Because Christ should be our life.
因为基督应该成为我们的生命。
Secondly,
第二点。
What do you mean Christ is our life?
你什么意思？你是什么让你基督怎么样成为我们的生命
？Christ is our life means He needs to be preeminent in all things.
意思说，基督要在我们的生活中居首位。
In other words, He should have the first place in all things.
换句话说，他在我们的生活中应该是第一位的。
For example.
比如
if I present to you two things,
如果我给你两，在你面前放两件事
，one is your job, one is Christ.
一个是你的工作，还一个是基督。
What will you choose?
你会选择什么呢
well, can I ask, where is Zoe?
Zoe 在
哪 ？Oh, Zoe. Okay. If I next year you'll be graduating, right?
你明年就要毕业了。
If I present you education and Christ,
如果我把教育和和基督放在你面前。
You gotta be honest with me, okay?
你必须要诚实的告诉我。
What will you choose?
你会选择什么
？Amen. That is what we call Christ should have the preeminence.
所以我们要说基督是居首位。
A lot of times we are the preeminence.
那是许多时候我们自己在掌权。
The first half, Christ is our life, no problem.
那前面一半部分，基督作首没问题。
But the problem is, after he came into our heart, he is just a visitor.
那经常当基督来到我们的生命的时候，他只是来探访。
Today Christ is not a visitor.
今天基督不是来探访。
He is the head of our family.
他是我们家庭的头。
He is the head in my life.
他是我们生活的头。
In everything we do.
我们所做的一切
Christ should have the preeminence.
基督应该居首位。
Christ is the head of church.
基督是教会的元首。
Christ is the head of our life.
基督是我们生命的元首。
Because he is life to us.
因为他是我们的生
命。 He is the preeminence in our life.
因为他在我们生命中居首位。
Secondly,
第二点
What do you mean by Christ is the head of the church?
那你是什么意思？基督是教会的元首呢？
Because Christ is the authority over us.
因为基督是我们的权柄。
He is the authority of the church.
因为他是教会的权柄。
Is he the authority in your life?
你看到你生活中那些有权柄的人吗？
You know, a couple of weeks ago, my niece came to visit us.
两个礼拜之前，我的亲戚来探访我。
He brought his friends.
因为他带了他的朋友来。
And that is lunchtime is the only time we can meet.
这个午餐的时候是唯一我们能够一起来见面的时间。
And they had a lot of other schedule.
他们有许多忙碌的安排。
So the first thing we need to do is to bring them out to eat, right?
那我们第一件事情就要带他们出去吃饭。
But while we are eating,
当我们吃饭的时候
there's a feeling within me to preach the gospel.
那我里面的感觉就是我要传福音。
And my mom keep on saying, you got to preach the gospel.
那我的妈妈就说你赶快传传福音。
But it seems like that's the only time I don't know this person.
但这个是唯一的时候，我也不认识这个人。
I don't know what his name. I don't know what is his occupation. Nothing.
我不知道他的名字，我也不知道他是做什么的。
For us, if we want to preach the gospel,
但当我们作为我们来说，我们要传福音的时候
，at least we have some connection beforehand, right?
我们必须有一些里面的连接。
But the thing is, point of time is so urgent.
但是这个时候是如此的焦急。
If you don't preach, you might not.Have another opportunity again.
如果你这时候不传讲福音，你可能就没有机会了。
So while the Lord is telling me, I feel Lord, I'm not comfortable.
当主来催促我的时候，我就对主说：“主啊，我觉得没有预备好。”
Everybody's eating the buffet.
那每个人都在吃。
Everybody's excited. Oh, this is good. That is good.
每个人都说这个好吃，那个好吃。
Then how could you suddenly say, "I want to preach the gospel to you"?
那你怎么就能够把人拉到一边说我想给你传讲福音
？But you know the Lord said, "Hey, you got to preach the gospel."
那主就对我说：“你现在就要讲。”
I keep on waiting, Lord. Okay.
我一直在等，好吧，好吧。
Then while he is eating the dessert,
当他吃甜点的时候
，Then I said, "Are you a Christian?"
我问他你是基督徒吗
？He said no.
他说没，不是。
You know, our God.Is the image of the invisible God.
我们的神是那不能见的神之像。
I exactly use this verse.
我一直在用这，我就确定的用这句话说。
You might not see him, but he existed.
你可能看不见他，但是他是存在的。
Then in a very quick message, I said, you got to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
以很快的方式，我告诉他你应该接受主耶稣基督。
Then I said, do you want to believe?
我问他你想相信吗
？You know, I feel really reluctant because he is a Buddhist.
那我心里其实很不愿意，因为他是一个拜佛教的人。
To introduce, that's one thing.
如果你只是告诉他是一件事情。
But to immediately ask him to accept, that's another thing.
如果你立刻就问他愿不愿意接受
，But the Holy Spirit keeps on saying, "You got to just lead him to prayer."
但是圣灵一直在我的里面催促我带他祷告。
I said, you know, when somebody gave you a gift.It's easy. It's very easy.
然后我就告诉他，如果有人愿意送给你一个礼物，很简单。
You don't need to do anything. Just accept.
你不需要做什么，你只是接受就好了。
I said, "Do you want to accept Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior?"
我问他，你愿意接受耶稣基督做你的个人救主吗
？Then he said yes.
他说好的。
Then I said, "How about let's pray together?"
那我就问他，那我们一起祷告好吗
？Then on the table with so many people.
然后在这个吃饭的桌子上有那么多的人。
I said, "You repeat after me."
你就重，我告诉他，你重复我所说的。
Brothers and sisters, it's a miracle.
弟兄姊妹们，真的是一个奇迹。
That person just received Jesus Christ.
然后这个人他就接受了耶稣基督。
Well, my son said.That maybe he just do it in order to please you.
那我儿子就告诉我说，那他可能说这个，他跟着你做祷告，就是因为他不想让你失望。
I said, so be it.
那他说就这样，那又怎么样呢
？We've done our part.
我至少我做了我这一部分。
But if he really meant it,
如果他真的是真的是说到做到
，then he is a Christian.
他真的就是个基督徒。
Because the Bible tells us.
因为圣经上告诉我们
，No one can say Lord Jesus except by the Holy Spirit.
因为没有人能够说主耶稣基督，只有藉着圣灵才能做到。
Brothers and sisters, we need to follow the working of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，我们一
When we practice that, then we practice Christ is our head.
当我们来操练的时候，我们必须要操练说，基督是我们的头。
There's still a lot of small things in our life.
在我们生命当中有许多小的事情。
We might not feel it is so, you know, so relevant.
我们甚至觉得毫无关系。
But we still need to practice.
但是我们必须要操练。
So Lord, before you are the, I am the head.
告诉主说，以前我来掌管我的生命。
But today you are the head.
但是今天你来掌管我的生命。
You be the one to make the decision for me.
你要为我做一切的决定。
Today Christ is the head over our living.
今天基督是在我们生命中掌王权的。
He is also the head over all things to the church.
他在教会里掌王权。
He is the head of the church.
他是教会的元首。
We can see that when he is the head of the church.
当他做教会的头的时候。
He is the one who is taking charge.
他必须做主。
You will say, oh, in the church we have elders.
那你说在教会里我们有长老。
Yes, we have elders.
是的,我们有长老,
but you said the elders make the decision.
那年长的弟兄做决定。
But we know that elders, before they make a decision, they need to pray and ask the Lord for the leading.
那我们知道我们的年长弟兄在他们做任何决定的时候, 他们都要来祷告,来寻求主的带领。
If we read the book of Acts,
如果你来读使徒行传的时候,
in the first thing that they need to do, is to replace Judas who hanged himself.
就是要代替,
what did they do?
他们做什么了呢?
They prayed together first.
他们在一起祷告。
Then the Lord led them to choose Matthias.
那他们就一起来祷告, 然后就找到了代替犹大的那个人的名字。
In chapter 10,
在第十章,
when they're on the way to preaching the gospel in the household of Cornelius, this altogether the work of the Holy Spirit. Even Peter is like me, reluctant to preach the gospel. Because he felt like these are Gentiles. To him, in his mind, the gospel is only to the Jewish people.
对他来说,
but the Lord said, you need to go.
但主耶稣说,
when he obeyed,
当他顺服,
then Cornelius and his household was waiting there.
哥尼流及他全家都在等着他,
even Peter, before he finished the gospel preaching,
在彼得, 讲完之前,
the Holy Spirit just poured upon them.
圣灵就完全地浇灌下来,
chapter 13 in the book of Acts.
在13章, 使徒行传,
when they are choosing two people to preach the gospel to the Gentiles, they prayed again.
他们在一起祷告,
and there the Holy Spirit said, separate unto me Paul and Barnabas.
圣灵就告诉他们说, 把, 保罗和巴拿巴分别为圣,
you know, when we choose people into service,
当我们来选人, 选择人来进入我们的,
it's not because he is gifted. It is not because he wants to do it. It should be the Holy Spirit who set them apart for that mission. Chapter 16 in the book of Acts.
在使徒行传第16章,
maybe let me read to you. Chapter 16, it says here,
使徒行传16章,
verse 6.
第六节,
it says, now when they have gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia.
使徒行传第十六章第六节，圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过伯吕加、加勒太一带地方。
And verse 7, and after they gone to Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Holy Spirit suffered them not.
第七节到了美西亚的边界，他们想要往 必推尼去，耶稣的灵却不许。
When I was young, I was reading this portion of the verse, I don't understand.
当我年轻的时候, 我在读这段圣经的时候, 我就不太明白。
I said, what's wrong with preaching the gospel?
那我就说, 那传讲福音有什么不好的呢?
Is it the Lord tell us we need to preach the gospel to all nations?
难道主没告诉我们要向万国传福音吗?
But here it says the Spirit forbade them to go.
但在这里说耶稣的灵却不许他们。
Here it's a principle.
这有一个原则。
Even in God, in the Lord's work,
即使在神的工作室中,
He should be the head of the church.
他必须作为教会的元首。
He is the one who is taking the lead, giving the instruction.
他是那位掌权的来向我们发布指令的那一位。
And we might not know what the Lord is what it means.
那我们可能也不明白。
But later on we know.
但是之后我们就一定会明白。
It says here in verse 10.
那在这里第十节讲到,
Paul saw the vision in verse 9.
第九节，在夜间有异象。
And he saw a person in Macedonia saying, "Come over here and help us."
有一个马其顿人站着求他说，
and
请你过到马其顿来，来帮助我们。
Verse 10 say, "And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them."
然后第十节紧接着说，保罗既看见这个异象，我们随即想要往马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听。
Why did the Lord forbid them not to preach the gospel in Asia?
为什么主不叫他们到亚细亚去传福音呢？
God has a purpose.
神有一个旨意。
So they can go to Macedonia to preach the gospel.
好，叫他们先到马其顿去传福音。
And when Paul obeyed the order of the Lord.
当保罗来降服于神的旨意的时候，
this is very important.
弟兄姊妹们，这是非常
重要的。To us, Macedonia is only a place.
对我们来说，马其顿只是一个地方。
But when Paul obeyed God's order,
但是当保罗来顺从神的带领，
God opened the door, the gospel to Europe.
但是神就只急着在马其顿，他把向欧洲传福音的门打开了。
We never would imagine that.
我们永远也想象不到。
But God is the head of the church.
但是神他是教会的元首。
He is one taking charge over all things.
他在万事上掌王权。
So who is Christ?
谁是基督？
Christ is the head of the church because he is the life of the church.
神是基督，基督是教会的元首，因为他是教会的生命。
Christ is the head of the church because he is the authority of the church.
基督是教会的生命。
Now,
他是教会的元首，因为他是教会的生命。
Now I want to talk the third point.
第三点。
God.Christ is the authority of the church.
基督是有完全掌，他是教会的权柄。
And because of that, we need to obey God and His delegated authority.
因着这一点，我们必须顺服神所设立的一切的执政掌权的人。
I know this is a very controversial, you know, issue.
我知道这个在这一点上有许多的争议。
When you talk about we need to obey God, no problem.
当我们说到你要顺服神，绝对没有问题。
He is superior over all.
因为他在万事上居首位。
He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
Who are we to disobey him?
那我们是谁？我们胆敢来不遵行他？
But to talk about God's delegated authority.
但是讲到神所设立的权柄的时候，
We are born, we are in human nature, we are rebellious.
但我们人性的罪性就是我们悖逆。
Men fail because of disobedience.
人为什么会堕落？就是因为人心里面的不服。
And today, God wants to recover us back.
今天神要让我们恢复到起初，他创造我们的
形象。What is the first thing of this? What is the first step of this of recovery?
这第一步的我们要做什么呢？
Is the what recovery? Learning the lesson of obedience.
我们必须要学会顺服。
If a person cannot obey,
如果一个人他不能顺服的话，
then his spiritual growth come to a standstill.
那他的灵命就不可能增长。
You might read the whole Bible.
你可能把整本圣经都准。
You might learn all kinds of truth.
你也知道所有圣经里面所讲的事实。
But if you fail to learn the lesson of obedience, then your spiritual condition come to a standstill.
但是如果你不在实际生活中操练来顺服的时候，你的灵命不会增长。
And our God is a realistic God.
我们的神是一个实际的神。
A lot of times we say we want to obey God.
我们许多的时候想要说我们要顺服神的带
领。You know, God put this delegated authority over us to obey.
当神把他设立的权柄放在我们以上，好叫我们来顺服的时候，
The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
You know, when we read the book of Ephesians.
当你读到以弗所书，
It talks about a high revelation.
讲到更高的启示，
concerning Christ and the church.
讲到基督和教会。
But when you come to the last few chapters of Ephesians,
当你来读到以弗所书最后几章的时候，
then he started to talk about something practical.
那讲到非常实际的事情。
He said, wife, you need to subject yourself to your husband.
说你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫。
You are servants, please subject yourself to your master.
做奴仆的必须要顺服你们的主人。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for it is right.
孩子们，你们应当顺服你们肉身的父母，因为在主里是合宜的。
No, what do you mean by subject?
什么叫顺服呢？
According to the Greek.
那根据希腊语。
Subject means to put yourself in kind of an orderly fashion.
那个顺服在希腊语的原意就是把你自己放在一个有秩序的权柄底下。
Putting yourself in an orderly fashion under in relation to superiors.
就是把你自己放在一个有秩序的权柄之下，可以顺服。
Today you want to experience Christ as your head?
你今天想要经历基督是你的头吗？
You better subject yourself to God's delegated authority.
你一定要来顺服神所设立的权柄。
But a lot of times we say, well, my parents are not perfect.
那有的时候，经常孩子们就说我的父母亲并不完全。
My husband is not perfect.
我的丈夫也不完全。
My supervisor is not perfect.
我的老板也不完全。
But God wants us to obey not because they are perfect.
那神叫我们来遵循他们，不是因为他们完全。
So interestingly, God, the authority God put over us are not perfect.
很有趣的一件事情是，神在我们以上所设立的这些权柄，
经
常是不完全的。
But we are subjects. We need to be subject to them.
但是因为我们在他们以下，因此我们要顺服他们。
This is really a great lesson we need to learn.
这是我们要学习的非常大的一个功课。
You know, the Lord gave me a supervisor.
神就给我一个老板。
This supervisor is very moody.
这个老板他非常的情绪化。
Sometimes she is so kind. Oh, Laura, is it okay? Good morning.
他有的时候心情好的时候，他就非常的仁慈，他会说早晨好，你好。
Sometimes when you go in, suddenly the mood changes.
有的时候你到他办公室里，他的情绪变坏。
He gave you work that is equal to two persons' work.
他给你的工作是两个人的份额。
Sometimes I feel like this is so unfair.
那我都有经常就想，这太不公平了。
And I'm so angry, you know.
我里面非常的愤恨。
But the Lord said you got a subject.
那主就在我的里面督促我，你必须顺服。
He is your supervisor.
他是你的老板。
You know, let me share with you concerning what are the reasons we need to be subject.
那我让我告诉你，我们为什么要来顺服。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 2.
让我们来翻到彼得前书第二章。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
Let's go. There are at least 7 reasons.Why we need to subject ourselves to God's delegated authority?
有七点我们要知道我们为什么要顺服神所设立的权柄。
Verse 13 says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of men for the Lord's sake.
十三节说你们要顺服人一切制度或是在上的君王，因为为主的缘故。
For the Lord's sake.
是为主的缘故。
Today, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们
We as children of God are known for our submission rather than complaining.
那我们作为神的儿女，今天我们作为神的儿女，我们要被人们所知，我们是顺服权柄，而不是做一个抱怨的人。
We talk about we are the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们讲到我们是耶稣基督的见证。
How do we testify Jesus Christ?
我们怎么能为耶稣基督做见证呢？
Because of our submission to our authorities.
因为我们顺服在上掌权。
While people complain.
当人们其他人在抱怨的时候。
While people rebel.
当其他人来叛逆的时候。
We are that group of people who submit.
我们需要作为一群来顺服的人。
Look at Daniel. Look at his three friends.
看看丹以理和他的三个朋友。
We know what the king ordered them to do is wrong.
我们知道王让他们所做的是错的。
Even though Daniel and his friend doesn't do what the king ordered them to do.
那虽然丹以理和他的朋友没有照着王所要求的去做。
Because it's a matter of worship.
但因为这是关于敬拜的事情。
Yet we can see here that they have the spirit of subjection.
但是他们的里面的灵却是顺服的。
They are willing to be punished.
他们愿意来受到惩罚。
Daniel was willing to be put into the lion's den.
丹以理愿意被丢在狮子坑里。
The three friends were willing to be put in the fiery furnace.
这三个朋友愿意被抛在火窑当中。
In church history.
在教会的历史上。
While Emperor Nero is trying to persecute the Christians.
当那个
Nero.
尼禄。这个王他要来破坏教会，尼禄王要破坏教会的时候
，asking them not to worship Jesus Christ anymore, to worship him，
不允许在人们在在敬拜耶稣，而是敬拜他。
The Christian didn't run away，
那基督徒没有逃跑。
They are willing to be punished and nailed on the cross，
他们愿意来跪拜在十字架上架来承受这个来承受这个惩罚。
Brothers and sisters, we obey because for the Lord's sake。
那我们今天。之所以要顺服，是因为我们主的缘故。
If we rebel against God's delegated authority,
如果我们不顺服主所设立的权柄，
then we in equally we rebel against God Himself.
那我们就等于说同等的来不顺服主。
Today, brothers and sisters, I want to repeat once again.
今天我弟兄姊妹们，我要重新再说。
We obey for the Lord's sake.
我们之所以顺服，是因为主的缘故。
Because we are His testimony.
因为我们是他的见证。
Secondly, it says here in verse 14.
第二点，在十四节里说到。
For unto governor, unto them that are sent by him, for the punishment of evil doers, and for the praise of them that do well.
或是君王所派罚恶赏善的承载。
In other words, why do we obey God's delegated authority?
那换句话说，我们为什么要遵循神所设立的权柄呢？
Write it down, young people.
年轻人，请记下来，写下来。
It's for God's raised delegated authority.
那因为神所设立权柄。
For the purpose.
好叫。
Of punishing evil and commending the good.
能够罚恶赏善。
Yes, indeed.
实际上是的。
Government are not perfect.
我们的政府并不完全。
Sometimes we can say the government are corrupt.
我们甚至可以说政府很腐败。
But in a general sense.
但是在广义的来说。
What is the reason government is set up?
那这个政府为什么会能够有政府这个机构呢？
It's to punish the evildoers.
好叫他能够罚恶。
And commend the good.
赏善。
No, one time when we are coming over here to Dumbo.
有一次我们在来。Dumbo 聚会的路上
There's a tendency when you are going down the bridge, you accelerate faster.
那有一个，当你下那个桥的时候，你可能就有一个倾向，想要加快油门。
Even though it's 40 miles per hour, my wife goes on the 60 miles per hour.
虽然是40，限速40，但是我的妻子走了60。
And not knowing that there's a policeman over there, whoop.
就有这时候就有一个警察，那灯就亮了。
You're over speeding.
你超速了。
And my wife was, how could that be?
我的妻子就说啊，怎么会是这样
？It seems like they have nothing to do on Sunday.
好像他们周日没有事做。
So after he gave us a ticket.
他给了我们一张
罚单。Then another car comes in.
还有一个车又来了。
Then another click.
又停了下来。
So in other words, why?
那换句话说，为什么呢
？It is not because the policemen want to earn some more. No.
那不是我因为这些警察他要。额外的受益。
It is because you break the rule.
因为你真的违反了法。
Today when we got punished.
今天我们受到惩罚。
Because we break the rules.
因为我们违背了。
And this is the reason why the government got delegated authority is set over us.
所以就会有这样所神所设的权柄在政府里。
So young people, when your parents punish us because you break the rules.
当年轻人们，当你的父母们来管教你们，因为你们犯错的时候。
Don't complain. Oh, my parents are too strict. No, it's not.
那不要来抱怨说我的父母亲太严厉了。
It is altogether for your own good.
是为了你们的益处。
I will say if my parents are not too strict with me, I will not be standing here today.
那如果我要说我的父母亲如果没有严格要求我的话，我今天是没法站在这里来的。
Thirdly,
第三点。
In verse 15, for so is the will of God that with well doing ye may put to silence ignorance of foolish men.
第十五节，因为神的旨意原是要你们行善。可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。
You know the unbelievers; these are those who are against the Christians.
你知道那些不信的人来反对与基督徒为敌
的人。They are watching us very closely.
他们就在观察我们。
A lot of times, people cannot believe in Jesus.
许多的时候，人不能来相信基督。
Not because of the gospel.
不是因为福音。
Because of how we conduct ourselves in our daily living.
而是在我们日常生活中，是不知道怎么样来好好的举止为人。
If we disobey God's delegated authority.
如果我们来判悖逆神所设立的权柄。
It opened up the floodgate of people who are foolish to say, "Look, this is a Christian. How could you be a Christian?"
就像我糊涂无知的人，他们就给他们一个，就像洪水发开，决堤了，那个口打开了，好叫他们来指责我们。
They gave you a reason for what to criticize us.
这样就给他们原因来。批评我们。
How do we silence people's criticism?
我们怎么能才能堵住呢？那些人的口呢？
When we subject to God's delegated authority.
当我们来顺服神所设立的权柄的时候。
And verse 16 says, "As free and not using your liberty as a cloak of maliciousness."
十六节说，你们虽是自由的，却不可急着自由遮盖恶毒。
When we talk about free.
当我们说自由的。
What is your concept being free?
那你这个自由的概念是什么呢？
Is free being to do anything we like to do?
自由是说你想做什么就做什么吗？
When the Lord said you are free.
神当主对我们说你自由了。
It means that you are free from the bondage of sin.
自由是说你从罪的捆绑里面获得自由。
You are free from the sin of disobedience.
你是从罪不能顺服的罪当中被释放出来。
We are free from the sin of bitterness.
我们从罪的苦毒里面释放出来。
We are free from the sin of unforgiveness.
我们从罪这个不能饶恕的罪中。
So in other words, when you disobey,
换句话说，当你不顺服的时候
，you put yourself under the kind of bondage.
你把你自己重新放在束缚当中。
What bondage? Sin of disobedience.
就是不顺服的罪。
When we rebel against God's delegated authority,
当我们不顺服神所设立的权柄的时候
，then there is another sin that comes out.
就会有罪来进到我们里面。
The sin of unforgiveness.
就是接着来的罪，接下来的跟踪而来的就是不能饶恕的罪。
Because we feel like this is unfair.
我们就会说这个太不公平。
Then we don't want to forgive.
我们就不愿意饶恕。
If we do not forgive,
如果我们不愿意饶恕
，how can we come before the Lord's table?
我们怎么能来到主的桌子面前呢
？Today, brothers and sisters, we Christians are known for our submission.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天作为基督徒，必须以我们能够顺服而有名。
We are known for our forgiveness.
我们必须为人所知，知道我们是能够饶恕的一群人。
When people cannot forgive, we can forgive.
当人们其他人不能饶恕的时候，我们必须要饶恕。
Because God has forgiven us.
因为神已经饶恕了我们。
How critical it is for us to subject ourselves.
这个是多么重要，我们来顺服。
Because we are free from the bondage of sin.
因为我们已经从这个罪的辖制中脱离出来。
And not only that.
不仅如此。
Verse 19 says, "For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience towards God endure grief, suffering wrongfully."
第十九节说。倘若人会叫良心对得住神，就忍受冤屈的苦楚，这是可喜爱的。
For if we got punished,
如果我们受到惩罚
，because we have the wrongdoing,
因为我们做错事
，we need to accept it patiently.
我们必须来耐心的来接受这些惩罚
，because that is a consequence.
因为这是我们的结局。
But if we are wrong,
而如果有人错待了我们
wrongfully.
人们错怪了我们。
They had a wrong concept. They punished us for the wrong reasons.
他们因为这误解来惩罚我们。
And we still subject ourselves.
我们仍然能够顺服。
It says here we are thankworthy.
那证明说我们是可以称
赞
和喜爱的。
In other words, we have a reward.
换句话说，我们有奖赏。
Matthew chapter 5 says.
马太福音第五章说。
Blessed are ye who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
说到为义受逼迫的人，你们有福了，因为天国就是你们的。
You know, especially at the event when the Lord is coming back.
当我们面对着神马上基督马上要再临。
There is a lot of unrighteousness.
有许多不法的事情。
Should we compromise with them?
我们难道要去与他们同流合污吗
？No, we're not.
我们不能。
We stand for righteousness' sake.
我们必须要站在义的观点上
面。And I tell you, one day we will be punished for righteousness' sake.
也许有一天，我们真的为我们义的地位而受惩罚。
Even today.
即使是现在。
When we talk about this difference in gender.
当我们讲到性别的时候。
We think this is wrong.
我们讲这是错的。
What did the public do to us?
那这个公众对我们讲什么呢
？They said you are narrow-minded.
他说你真的是狭窄这个思想狭窄
的人。And I tell you, this is only the beginning.
那其实这只是一个事物的开端。
Sooner or later, they will do something more against us.
不久，他们会有更多的行为来敌对我们。
But we don't compromise.
但是我们绝对不能妥协。
We stand for righteousness' sake.
我们站在义的位置上。
Why? There is a reward in heaven.
因为我们的主在天上。
Thank God, there is a reward in heaven.
感谢主，我们在天上有奖赏。
We are not suffering for no reason.
我们不是白白受苦。
We have a reward waiting for us.
我们在天上有大大的奖赏。
最后
两点。
Verse 21.
第二十一节。
Christ also suffered for us, leaving us as an example.
因为在这里说，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。
Christ set an example for us.
因为基督已经为我们有了个榜样。
He is also persecuted, hanging on the cross for unrighteousness.
他被不法的人来迫害，来挂在树上。
Yet he on the cross he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
在十字架上，他却说：“父啊，饶恕他们，因为他不知道他们所做的。”
This is an example Christ has set before us.
这个是基督为我们所做的榜样。
If our master do that, shouldn't we?
我们的主他这样做了，难道我们不能吗？
He is the head of the church.
他是教会的元首。
He is the authority of the church.
他是教会的权柄。
He set an example of submission before us.
他为我们有这样榜样来顺服的榜样。
So should we be subject to God's delegated authority?
我们同样也要把自己降服在神所赐的权柄。
Lastly, in verse 23,
最后一点，第二十三节。
He said, "Committed himself to him that judges righteously."
只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
Why do we subject to God's delegated authority?
为什么我们要降服于神所设立的权柄？
Because he is the God who judges righteously.
因为神是那位最终来以义审判的。
Sometimes people complain.
那有的时候人就会抱怨。
Is God blind?
难道神没看见吗？
You see those unrighteousness over all the place?
没看到这个这么多不法的事情在发生吗？
Sinfulness.
所有这一切的罪过满盈。
And they got rewarded.
他们甚至还得到地上的
奖赏。Is God blind?
难道神没看见吗？
Tell you, God is not blind.
我告诉你，神绝对看见。
He see clearly what is happening.
他非常清楚地看见一切所发生的。
Maybe we want God to punish them immediately.
也许我们需要神立刻就来惩治他们。
God is a righteous God.
神是一个公义的神。
Everything has a consequence.
每件事情都有它的结局。
But He will do it in His time.
但是神却有自己的时间。
Today, brothers and sisters, we just need to hold on.
弟兄姊妹们，我们只是要来等待。
The Bible tells us, stand fast in the liberty in which Christ has set you free.
那今天神就告诉我们，你要在你们所救恩的自由上面站立。
We are set free from the bondage of sin.
我们今天已经被罪的辖制所。
We are set free from the sin of disobedience.
所释放，我们已经从悖逆的辖制里面被释放。
Today we are in Christ.
今天我们在基督里。
We are subject to Him.
我们降服在他以下。
When we say Christ is Lord of all.
当我们说到基督是万王之王、万主之主。
And we expect His coming back.
我们正在等候他的再临。
If we don't subject ourselves to God's delegated authority,
如果我们不把自己降服于在神所设立的权柄，
then we are not ready for His coming back.
我们就没有准备好来。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神恩待我们。
That through this small lesson of obedience,
即使这个很小的学习顺服的这一个功课，
cause our life to turn around.
好叫我们的生命有个大的转机。
That there will be growth in our life.
好叫我们的生命有一个大的突破。
We might say, oh, it's only a small thing.
我们可能说这只是一个小的事情。
We even give pay more attention to the interpretation of the Bible.
那我们可能会花更多的时间来解释解经。
I'm not saying it's not good.
我没有说这不好。
We need it.
我们的确需要。
But before we do that,
但是在我们做这些之前，
we encourage ourselves to learn the lesson of obedience.
我们要彼此勉励，一同来学习。
Not only to God, but to His delegated authority.
不仅降服于神，而且降服于他所设立的权柄。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your speaking.
主耶稣，早间我们感谢你对我们讲话。
Oh, by our own natural man, we are so disobedient.
我们天然的人是真是没有办法顺服。
Oh, we are rebellious.
我们是非常悖逆的。
But thank you, Lord, for you transfer us.
感谢主，你牵引我们。
From the kingdom of darkness to your kingdom.
从黑暗的国度进入你的国度。
Today we want to declare you are our head.
我们今天要宣告你是我们的头。
Because you are our life, you are our authority.
因为你是我们的生命，你是我们唯一的权柄。
Lord, we want to subject ourselves to you.
我们愿意降顺服于你。
And to your delegated authority.
并且顺服你所设立的权柄。
Lord, may you continue to work in our hearts.
愿你继续在我们心中做工。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。